Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Yeah. Do that shit. Bust it. Look at my bitch. Bust it. Look at your wrist. Bust it. Do your shit. Fuck them. Yeah. Doing my thing. Move around the city in my head on a swivel. Talking my shit to your face since I only like to sleep on a pillow. Sitting in the trenches all in the west with cousin M drinking, sitting on Skrilla. If you like movies, go on and moonwalk around and come and go and see you a thriller. Got into it with a nigga I know who a killer. Them the type of folks that's gonna talk shit. I'm a surprise them every time because I know that I'm real.
But damn, I guess I could blame my mama because she always kind of set the example to go the extra mile even when it's not suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of grew up, I hate to say it, damn near a people pleaser, bro.
Yeah.
Damn near. Mm-hmm. And it's a double-edged sword, you know. It's a great thing. It's a very good thing to have as a characteristic and a part of your arsenal as a person. But then the downfall of it is you don't know how to tell somebody no. Or you're doing something you ain't all the way comfortable with. And then you find yourself in a situation dealing with the back end of, damn, I should have just never did it to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
But to give an example, I'm kind of doing that now, you know. But that kind of comes with the building of character too. Kind of understanding where other people come from.
And like you say, everybody wasn't brung up like you. Got the same morality, our morals, or beliefs. And that's what I've been learning. Since I started this podcast, I didn't see like different, you know, people, walks of life, different character. Might be in the same city, might shop at the same store, might, you know, got the same weed, man, but totally different. You know what I mean?
Type shit. Mm-hmm.
That's a dope toboggan, man. That's too high to carry. Is that your own brand? Is that a local brand?
No, it's a local brand. I got it at, I think it's called Popular Smoke Shop.
Uh-huh.
Young homie was in there. He recognized me from a party. He saw me at, we was at 30 and Huncho's birthday bash.
Yeah.
And it kind of took me by like a little bit of a surprise because I was like, oh shit, like I really don't be outside like that, uh-huh. You know, but it was cool that he recognized me, but yeah, he convinced me to buy this hat.
That's what's up.
Well, I don't even smoke like that, you know, Negro on papers. So.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, you know, in my past life, I would indulge in other things.
Yeah.
To where, you know, I was a big partier, bro. I still could get down for real. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, I still could get down. Like,
I can't keep up with the young homies. I used to go, you know, you could smoke all day, and it was.
Smoked all the time.
Uh-huh.
Especially back in college, bro. Like, smoked all the time. Went to jail when my mama dropped me off the first day of school. Went to jail.
Went to jail?
The first day that she dropped the nigga off.
First day of college?
Yes.
Oh,
it
man.
It was on a Wednesday. I'll never forget that day. Uh-huh. Like, it was on a Wednesday.
How'd you go to jail? How'd you get locked up?
Man, it was just trying to go smoke some weed.
Yeah.
It was me and 6, 7, 8 other guys, bro, and we were on a church. And I guess in country towns, it was in Corsicana, Texas.
Yeah.
I was in Naval Junior College at the time. And, bro, we just was trying to smoke some weed, bro.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, lawman came around that corner so fast, we took off. I hopped the fence. I jump over the fence, go through random grandma house cooking eggs in the kitchen and shit.
Yeah.
Go through the front door. Me and old boy, it was me and him only that came through the house. Cause we all sat back there for a little second, like, man, what the fuck we gonna do?
Yeah.
I said, man, fuck it. The door's open. She had the what's the door in front of the door?
The screen door.
So they had the screen door.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bitch, get the fuck out of my house! Oh man, fuck you, bro! Damn near jumped through the glass in the front door.
Yeah,
we go outside. Laws, we sped past them. They coming behind us, but at that time, you remember it was popular. They would shoot you in the back. So dude that was running with me just kind of gave up, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to just give up too. I really could have made it back.
Yeah.
I thought, I really think I could have made it back, but that was a hell of an experience, and I was scared to call my mama. School started the next week on that Monday, and I was so scared to call her to bail me out because all my bread was in cash. And so I sat in there for 3-4 days, little tiny-ass fucking little holding cell.
What they charge you? What was the charge?
Oh, my God. Evading arrest, breaking and entering.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because we went through her house. Uh-huh. So we sitting there, and so I had to go a year on probation since that was my first real charge, for real.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back, I'm like, damn, I done been in jail like 4 times. Kind of ridiculous.
Man, knock on wood. I ain't never.
That's kind of ridiculous, bro.
I ain't never been in the cuffs, man. So I
applaud you, because a lot of people don't think that's a good thing, or they look at you like you're a square for being like, man, fuck that, bro. It ain't even.
I just had a talk with somebody yesterday. Like, oh, you don't know about you. I don't want to know about
I
you.
Don't
you
know.
I could liken that field, man. Yeah. I just take your word on it, man. Yeah. But as a youngin', though, as a kid, like, just hearing stories, hearing the rap lyrics, watching movies, I thought that was part of a black man's life. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just I thought that, like, man, when I go to, because I never forget this. It was me, my buddies, Claude, Anthony, white boy Anthony, and a couple of us. We were the Taco Bell on 28th, and we were just, we were just cooking shit, like, yeah, man, when I go to jail, I'm going to do this. Like, we was young kids, serious.
Damn.
And a nigga popped up out the corner, OG, just like some movie type shit. I'm going to tell you about jail. And so he gave us some real game right there. But shout out to OG, but I don't know his name. But this is the Big and Lazy Podcast, man. We always ask everybody this. Give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch.
Man, something good to eat, man. I'm not a picky eater. I'm trying to bulk up out here. I ain't a picky eater. I love me some protein, but I just had my first steak from, Morton Steakhouse?
Uh-huh.
That was last week, right after Thanksgiving.
How was it?
So it was delightful. Oh, shit. And I was in Houston, too, bro. And get you a good old steak.
Mm-hmm.
And what to watch, that's... I like to laugh, bro. I watch any classic that you watched growing up. Like anything that made you laugh.
Uh-huh.
Norbit.
Norbit's hilarious, man. Shout out to Norbit.
Norbit.
Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to Eddie Murphy, man.
Yeah.
So give us like a spot in Houston that's like a local spot. Because I always wanted the Turkey League Hut ain't there no more. But I always wanted to give us like a spot that ain't chain where I can't. You got to go to Houston to get it. Like.
Man, you know, Seafood Lady just went down there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember.
After she was talking about she made like $3 million or $30 million or something in Louisville.
You're old
after, man, and I ain't going to cap. I'm sorry I got to do her like this, bro. I ain't let that shit go yet. She gave me a big bowl of some king crab legs, right?
Yeah.
She said it was market price.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me why the thing came out $115. You gave me 3 legs, one cluster, and a big bowl of butter and potatoes, man.
Oh, man, she didn't do you right.
I ain't let that shit go yet. But, there's a lot of places down there in Houston. I mean, but I ain't going to lie, man. I'm a fade Bayou Seafood off of Veterans Memorial. That's that north side. I'm going to go down to Veterans Memorial, headed towards Acres Homes. Shout out that Fofo, man. I'm going to go to Bayou Seafood for sure, but there's so many things to pick from down there. I wish Louisville had the same opportunities. Like
Begged me for years because out of high school, he moved maybe a couple years removed from high school. He moved down to Houston. He begged me. Like, he said, Houston is a lot of opportunities, a lot of women, it's a lot of food, the nightlife. Like, he said, man, it might be a little more expensive, but it's more opportunities to get that money. So, back in town, though. But one of my biggest, I ain't going to say handicaps about traveling, I do not like, I'm claustrophobic. And I don't like, even when I'm in my car, I roll my window down about as much. If it's raining, it could be 130 degrees outside. I just got to have some fresh, and I don't see myself being on a plane for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. I flew to Chicago one time, and it was a 25-minute flight. I'm not even lying to you.
You enjoyed that better than the...
Yeah, but I just don't see... I would have to be heavily medicated. I would have to, you have to knock me out and drag me on.
I mean, it's only a 2-hour flight from here to Houston.
Really?
Yep, only 2 hours. I like flying United because they seem like the only ones to do a direct flight.
Yeah.
I fly United, give me a shot on the plane, man, kick my feet up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
There you go. But I'm going to give you, and this is the Big enough, we asked this too. Would you, if you wanted to see somebody on there, who would it be? Like, who would it, but you got to be able to make it call, like.
What level we talking? Because, you know.
Whoever you can get in contact, like whoever you can text or email, or you know somebody, they might know somebody, like, I would look, you would be a good fit on the Big and Lazy podcast.
Man, I feel like this is such a very open space. You could come on, bro. I mean, well. Mm-hmm. I got a couple names. I mean, I would love to see my boy Mac Tree come up from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I would love to see Boom Man from Atlanta come up here. He seemed like this would be a great fit for him.
Yeah, okay.
This is a more relaxed space, but, you know, he's usually about his business all the time. So, who else? I mean, 38 Honcho for sure. Man. 38 Honcho, my boy Jay Hood. Shout out my boy that's D Rose.
Jay Hood?
Oh, that's the CEO of YSF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the label he's under. You know.
Okay.
I kind of just got in, you know, touch with EST Mike. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
D Rose, you know, he's 38. He's right there with Honcho.
D Rose, I ain't heard of him.
Yeah,
okay.
He kind of opens up for Honcho whenever, you know, at the birthday bash, they tore it up, man.
Really?
Yeah, they tore it up.
It looked lit, man.
They tore it up.
I got to get out more, man. I mean, but shit.
Times is weird, man. Like, I told you, I don't really be in people's face like that. Uh-huh. So, you know, if I pop out, it's got to be for a good thing, you know.
So, you're an artist, actor, director, model, and a college hooper, like.
Yeah. Ex-college hooper, bro. I'm an aspiring director.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of got into the modeling thing.
Yeah.
I went down to Orlando, and I end up running to Drake's partner. His name is AJ Sedan. He played on Degrassi.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a good experience. A lot of people thought I went down there and sold my soul, bro. I was like.
You went down there and sold. That was a hell of a trip.
I said, damn.
You must have been out there balling, huh? You must have had the.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it might have been because I was next to an old white man or something. You know, they just didn't understand who he was. But there were definitely some good connections and great people to be around, you know, and I don't necessarily agree with everything that I saw down there.
Yeah.
You know, so, mm-hmm. You know, I'm just there to just, you know, make a name for myself and so I can help make a name for others.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the acting and directing. So have you wrote a script?
I haven't acted in about, I'll say it's going on 2 years. My most recent thing I did was an independent film. And it was called Devante. It was down there in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right before I came up to Louisville. But see, the crazy part was my situation, the walls were closing in. I had to bustle move, bro. If I wasn't getting the money sooner than later, I had to go and move. So I went ahead and made the ride up here. I drove up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the way from Texas.
So you recently moved to Louisville.
Yep, two years ago.
Oh, okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
How you like it? How was the transition?
I mean, it's a lot slower here, you know, with the migrating around and stuff. I mean, I guess depending on what circle you're rolling with, you know, because I guess we could easily go around some young dudes.
Yeah.
And we see how fast they move, you know. I look at myself when I see my boy D-Rose, the 38 family, bro, like, I'd be like, damn. Like, it's a blur. It could be a blur if you let it, you know. But I think Louisville's cool, bro. I think, weirdly, economically, like, jobs here pay more.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, you're looking at $14 an hour, but that's decent there.
Yeah.
But here, you like, man, what the hell can I do with $14?
Uh-huh.
It's weird how it's set up that way, and I never did the research on why is it set up like that. Because it's like the same jobs here.
Yeah.
They get paid $4 or $5 more.
Here than in Houston?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's why I can't understand how nobody, like, if you don't got a job in Louisville, I don't know what you're doing. You know, if you're choosing to not work,
mm-hmm.
You know, things happen. But if you're choosing to not have a job, that's on you. It's like, it's out here. I definitely will say it's even changed since I moved here. Like, you could lose your job and then kind of get a job right after.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's almost like the illusion is coming from Houston. Help wanted signs all over the place with nobody's hiring.
Right. You know, it's actually a real thing. A guy on TikTok, his job was to post ghost jobs. His job was to, like, companies would fill out fake.
Yeah.
Like, Indeed ads.
What?
Yeah, like, okay, let's just say I'm the owner of McDonald's or whatnot.
Yeah.
I would say, oh, we hiring. And I would have, you know, people, like, and they use, and companies use that tactic to motivate their current employees. That's kind of sick if you think about it.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I mean, damn, why be so selfish like that? Like, what you know, and that comes to seeing people how they see things fit, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you got somebody that want to see all one demographic, that's what's going to happen until somebody says something.
So what would you say is, like, what could separate to get, like, what's different routes you can get into the music business, like, the artists can get into them?
Man, and you know, last year I performed in front of the VP of Atlantic last year.
No shit.
Yeah, his name is Daryl Jones. Shout out Daryl Jones. He's the one that signed Cardi B.
Oh, okay.
And I was working on a publishing deal through Authentic Empire down there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sadly, things didn't necessarily work out the way that it was supposed to.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still got great relationships with decent people. So, you know, since last year, you know, that gave me an opportunity to really sit back and understand, like, what these labels are looking for. And so what I do is I take the knowledge that I'm learning from them. And everybody can't do what they do. Like, who the fuck has an 800 credit score?
Right.
Like, who the fuck? Now, this is how crazy it's getting. These labels, some of these independent labels, and anybody that doesn't understand this, independent is a pay-to-play sport.
Yeah.
Pay for everything. And then, you know, and that's how I don't understand how people, like motherfuckers, homeboys be, man, just stay independent. No, don't just stay independent. If you want to get to the next level, if you need to use a stepping stone, use it.
Mm-hmm.
360 deal, I'm not running from it. Because guess what? If you want to invest in me, I understand that I got to pay you back. I mean,
it's
simple business. You ain't finna just come in and that's what Boom is about. He likes 360 deals, which it makes sense. Yo Gotti's like that too.
Yeah.
But
like you said, it's a pay to play it's easy to Kanye and Young Dolph to say stay independent. They don't need that. You got to use that to your leverage. Use that money to springboard your career. Like, don't get complacent. Like, it's other ways of, well, I don't know, with that 360, I don't know if they get the merch and the show money, but do they?
It depends on how they set it up with you.
Yeah.
You know.
Because that's where a lot of money is these days, merch and shows. Would you agree?
Yeah. That you're going to take home for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, though.
It is, because what's a tenth of a penny? You get a million streams and a tenth of a penny, you know, a third of a penny.
I'm like, glad you said something about that.
Mm-hmm.
United Masters. Bro, so I hit just over 350,000 streams last year on Spotify, bro.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations,
and when
man.
I needed my money.
Yeah.
Guess what they did?
What's that?
Backpedaling, asking for sauce. How did you get so many streams? I'm not telling you. You know, and they say you can't use a third-party marketing, but that's all that's out here.
Right.
So you don't want nobody to win for real.
Yeah.
You don't. You know, they have who they have under their contract. But see, they love to say, oh, well, come out to New York so you can rub shoulders with important people. Brand, what they going to do for me, bro?
Bro, I need my money.
I
don't want to feel
important.
I need my money. Yeah.
Then they damn near shut my account down because they wanted to know my methods and the people that I was dealing with. Why do you want to know all that?
Yeah, what does that got to do with anything?
I ain't signed. It's because I ain't signed. I think that's why. It's because I'm not under contract with anybody. I'm not signed. They have control of everybody. They know who's supposed to be in a certain limelight. They want you there.
How long have you been doing music?
Man, I've been in the game for probably going on 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Houston, I'm known pretty well locally. You know, it's a big city. It's hard to get known in Houston.
Yeah.
I got rap buddies that are known. Shout out D-Raw. Shout out C-Co-P. He went viral on TikTok with Goddamn, Live Edge on that coat, like Montana. Yeah, that song is called Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else do I got? Shout out my boy Young Martez, man. He's on the radio. So-and-so. Shout out Hard Body Kiati, man. You know, he's on the radio here.
Yeah.
They kind of linked him. I've been able to meet Kiati. Oh, I dunked on his ass and Chamillionaire. Oh, yeah. Hey, on God.
So y'all play ball together?
Oh, yeah. We hooped at the 24 Hour Fitness at off of Town Ball Parkway. Hey, man, I came through that late. I boomed the Chamillionaire. I got pissed.
Oh, damn.
I did him dirty.
Oh, man. Shout out to Chamillionaire, man.
I love Chamillionaire. Big swangers and votes, 20 inches in low. I'm listening, bro. I'm sorry.
It's all right. So who would you – give me your top five Houston rappers.
That's tough. You know, because even though I grew up there, I wasn't even a big fan of that screwed up shit.
Yeah.
You know, but shout out Swisher House, DJ Michael Watts, all that. DJ Screw's a legend, you know. Let me see. Top five Houston rappers now or all time?
All time.
Okay, so damn. Ooh, you're going to get me in trouble, man.
Because it was a point of time, like 05, 06, 07. That area, I thought Houston was going to take over. You had Bun B, you had Paul Wall, you had Mike Jones. That's, you know, all of them, you know what I mean? Pimp C just came home. Like,
I guess Pimp C's
Rich
on that
Boy's
list.
From Houston, ain't he?
No, I think Rich Boy's from Alabama.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Pimp C's on the list.
Yeah.
I guess we can... Damn, can we put Zero and Trey together?
I guess you could.
Can we just call ABN?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Pimp C, because, man, he did major work. Pimp C. I think ABN's up there. Lil Kiki's up there to me.
Yeah.
Damn.
Uncle Face, you can't forget about Uncle Face and you know.
You talking about Scarface?
Scarface.
You see what I'm saying? Five ain't enough.
Powwow, Slim Thug.
And Slim Thug is kind of like, for that moment, you remember when, like, them younger cats like Dice Soho, Trill Samuel was coming up. I don't know if you know about them, but if you got a feature from Slim Thug, that was pretty much was on. He kind of had that little gatekeep, like that little stopping pop right there.
Yeah, you know, I fuck with Slim Thug.
Yeah, man. He's cool. Although I think they're not, well, Slim Thug in particular, I think is more of like a basic rapper.
Yeah.
He kind of has the simple rhymes.
Yeah, simple flow, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I kind of be like wanting a little bit more bars. That's why I think I like Lil Kiki. He got the bars a little bit more. You know, Pow Wow do too. But yeah, that's tough, man. Mike Jones got damn.
Did you ever call the number?
I did, man.
Yeah, I did.
I was a kid too.
I wonder if anybody ever picked up, man. Did anybody ever?
Nope. Just went straight to voicemail for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wonder if it was at a ploy to buy ringtones, because that was a lot of rappers ate off. Soulja Boy made a lot of money off of ringtones. That was a hot, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
$3.99. That's crazy. If you ain't never bought no ringtone, you're too young for me. That's my new motto. If you ain't never.
I mean, what is too young these days, though? Besides, you know, the typical.
Yeah, you know, it's too young now. It ain't no change, but I don't know. Like, I say about 24, 25 is my bottom. I'm 35, so that's about my bottom.
Oh, I see. People will still get on you about that, and I'll be like, what's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all.
They're compliant.
Yeah.
They're not combative.
Right.
They will listen. The older they are, I just kind of noticed they just kind of stuck in their ways.
Man, stuck in their ways, man.
And like, it's fucked up. They want you to deal with some shit. But
I tried to spin the block them out or something, you know, not here recently. And
yeah.
Her, you know, she's up in age. She's my age, 34, 35. And, well, this time I'm not being nice. Well, bitch, I'm out of here.
Damn, not being nice.
Yeah, Mr. Nice Girl's over. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here.
Damn, I mean, she acted like you just abused her or something. Like, I could tell you was chilling.
Right, I'm chilling. She just.
When you don't fall under their control, or, you know, they always trying to dictate some shit, man. And so a lot of women in the industry do that shit. You know, I got with a shout out. Dame DiBiase, he said, man, women making you sign NDAs before you smash them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
From here to Dame DiBiase?
Oh, well, I don't know about from here, man.
Are you talking about the Dame DiBiase? Okay.
He's from Hopstown.
Yeah, okay, I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to have him on there.
There you go. He's supposed to actually be coming on the platform as well, but, you know, guys are busy, but I'm not going to chase you around town, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if you had some club... But you can't stop by. But we've been talking. You know, I don't take things personal, though.
So how would you, like, make music? Like, explain it real simple. Like, how would you, like, make music instead of trying to swing for the fences? Like, would you say slow and steady wins the race? Or, like, you know, because a lot of these people, they get these verses from these artists and the label won't even clear them. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I know artists that got a Big Boogie feature and the song really doesn't move.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's crazy between back then and now. You remember, you get a Tupac feature, you own.
Yeah.
You get a Dr. Dre track, you own.
Yeah.
You know, but the way you can make music, like, but see, I don't like the dick pool, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
the way people see people getting on because of social media. Like, people just not original for real. Or they're scared to be original because they're afraid that that's not going to work.
Man, you're right about that.
You know, like, they'll go hop on the track, sound like Lil Baby, Lil Durk, typical Drake's. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, taking a little piece from the artistry
mm-hmm.
and making something into your own. That's what they won't say a great artist steals.
Right.
I think, what is that, Da Vinci?
He said that?
I think Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay, shout out to Da Vinci quote, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he hit that. He said, a great artist steals.
And I get ridiculed all the time, like, because I'm always against the grain. I'm thinking for myself. If everybody's going left, I'm the what they say, the white man. Hey, what's that over there? Like, I'm going right. Like,
yeah.
I'm always an independent thinker. I'm like, and I've never got swayed back. You know, every once in a while. Right. But for the most part, I'm a leader. I ain't say it being a loner, but I always beat it to my own drum. Yeah. I've never been a follower. Like, and that's part of it. Like, it, the hardest person to be in life is somebody that you're not. Be yourself. It's only, you one-on-one. You got to be yourself. And you like you say, it reflects in the music too, man. You got to have your own sound. What T-Pain said, that everybody's sounding the same. Like,
Where's the originality?
Yeah.
You know, because, like, I'm actually managing D-Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm excited to see my blueprint work because, I mean, he loves to work, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to work hard. Dude got an interesting image about himself where it's like you could drop him off in another city and people might flock to him. He's mm-hmm. very impressionable.
Yeah.
That's why social media, he's getting 300,000 views on Dashboard, bro.
Really?
He's very impressionable.
And this is, what, his Instagram or his Facebook?
Yeah, his Instagram is HighSpeed38.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, you got to check him out, bro. His music sounds good. Him and Honcho got a nice song I like. But, you know, I'm curious to see my blueprint roll out for him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't sound like other artists.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with consistency and my little blueprint for him, yeah, you know, because he just needs tweaking on the little things. But other than that, I can't see where he can't go wrong. I think he's going to blow up just like Honcho is. Honcho's on his way.
Yeah, he is, man. He got a nice sound, man. Like,
yeah.
And that wasn't his birthday bash down in Frankfurt, was it?
No,
that was homecoming. Yep, okay, like,
we were out here in Louisville. It was at the, I think it was called the Grand Venue.
Uh huh.
Nice venue, venue, man. I told that club I was all on the stage. It was, the women was nice in there. You know, it was a nice crowd. Everything looked cool. It wasn't no extra shit going on, to my knowledge.
Right.
You know? So that's what I like. I like a good time. I just remember back in the days when niggas would just fight and leave it at that, bro.
So, it's the women fighting these days. It's man, they are always like, do you ever watch that baddie stuff?
I peek my head in a little bit to watch that bullshit, but I do.
Right, try to, you know, you fake watch something with a female. So I'm over there, this is my first time watching it, and like, it all made sense. I'm like, this is why they act like. Like, it's just like, I didn't understand it. Like, why are they so angry? Why are they fighting? Like, I don't. It just some, and this is the damn audition, so it ain't no reunion or nothing. They ain't got no bad blood. Like, they would come up there, I'm a bad bitch, yada, yada, yada. They was arguing, it was like maybe about four or five judges. They won't argue and fight with them. I'm like, where's all this hostility coming from? Like, I just did not get that shit. I just didn't. Like, you said.
I like living hip hop, though. Sorry.
I don't know. Last time I watched reality show, and this is around the time the Age of Information.
Uh-huh.
And this Age of Information is like when, you know, people got phones. iPhones, apps. So I'll say like 2012. That you know, 2010 on. The last reality show I watched maybe like 2011. Like, once I seen it was like scripted and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I couldn't.
I see. So you
haven't watched now 11 hip hop. No against the nobody that does it, but that just ain't my thing. But the last, remember the I Love Money, like the VH1 show with the Love and Hip Hop.
That wasn't
and,
bad.
That yeah, was okay. Okay.
But you that like was Flavor like, of Love?
Yeah, the Flavor of Love.
I Love like, New York.
Uh-huh.
I like, oh, Real Chance of Love.
Yeah, the Real Chance of Love. The Entertainer had one. He was in his mama's basement.
I remember that.
The Entertainer had one.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the Rock of Love, Daisy of Love. They all had like
that one too. I like the Rock of Love.
They had all had like they all came together and compete for money on the I Love Money. But on the last show, it got canceled. It was two seasons, and there was a third season. Somebody had got killed on her. Contestant killed another. He chopped the bitch up and put it in the dumpster and everything. Yeah, that was wild. So they all that shit's off the earth. All our money they pulled the whole plug. You can't find it nowhere. Wow. Because I actually was a fan of that show.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Because I think, they recorded in advance. It already got done recording, and I guess they linked up. I formed something like Bond or something. But, yeah, she ended up in a dumpster.
Wow.
Topped up in the piece. That's crazy.
Jesus Christ. You feel me? Wow.
Speaking of murder, how do you feel about this CEO? That was some controlled shit, right? That was some hitman. The CEO in New York, he got the CEO of
One that got killed 20 feet across the street. The one, he was standing outside.
Yeah.
And yeah, they say shot him with a silencer.
Yep, shot him with a silencer. Walked down on him.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a funny thing when those types of entities get killed like mm-hmm. that, bro. Because how?
That got to be a hit coming from somebody.
Bro, because no regular person. We would never know that they're there.
Right.
So, yeah. And I guess going off of that, bro, but that's kind of the mentality. Like, I don't know where it kind of shifted to where, it's so easy to want to, people really want to kill you, bro.
It is, bro.
It's weird. And, I mean, I love people to the degree, I would do what I had to do if I have to, but I'm not going to put myself in a situation to where I'm looking for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something go on, okay, cool. You know, we got to just go ahead and clash that out, whatever. But, the mentality, man, sometimes I'd be scared to sleep next to these women.
Oh, man, it's been a while. Shit.
Fuck.
my producer was talking to me. He said, man, I had said something about him. You spend the night at female's houses? I'm like, nah, I ain't do that in a long time.
They be some money Maya assholes.
Yeah, man, I'm cool.
You know, baby daddies don't like, the kids calling you. They like you. But that's hatred, though. You know, I guess it's like, but when we're dealing with unhappy people, a lot of people not getting off their ass, want to blame somebody else,
mm-hmm.
Creating scenarios in their head, you creating ops in your mind, you creating things you don't like about this person, you don't even know this person.
You battling your own demons, my boy.
Yeah, man, and they losing. I'm winning.
Yeah,
ownership, accountability. My life has been great since I learned to take ownership for my part of a problem. Not letting people get me so enraged and shit because, I can get pretty pissed the fuck off and I just kind of go off the deep end sometimes. But not here lately. This whole year I've been calmer than Bruce Lee, cuz.
That's what's up, man. See, change, man. I'm the same way. Yeah. It takes a lot for me to lose my shit, but when I lose my shit,
it's over.
You better hide your wife, your homie, your dog.
Yeah, man.
And I don't like it. I don't like when I'm because if somebody can control you emotionally, dog, they can control you.
Fucked up,
if they can make your aim, they got you in the palm of their hand, man.
Right. Oh, man. And then back in some couple years, man, catch me high off some coke, bro.
Yeah.
Oh man, the alter ego comes out. The demon side really. That's why I was like, fuck. I gotta make a difference because.
You ever try shrooms?
Man, I've been wanting to try it. The closest thing to shrooms I have tried is acid.
Yeah. You didn't try it. Ain't nothing wrong with it though.
I wasn't addicted or anything.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed the high.
Uh-huh.
Get some bitches around.
Like, how's it high on the acid?
Oh, on the album.
on the coke or whatever.
But the acid was cool. I thought everything was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed up all night. Like, when I first took it, I took the tab underneath my tongue. And it was me and my two other partners. Man, when I say I drank a beer or something, that acid kicked in and that beer came up.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want nothing else but that in my body.
Uh-huh.
And then it felt like a venomous snake just until it got better.
Wow.
But yeah, look in the sky. It was a beautiful scene. My homeboy had three kids at the time.
Yeah.
Two of his kids running around rampant, naked.
Oh, damn.
And everything looked beautiful, but it was really fucking fucked up.
Yeah. On the couch, butted, huh?
I had a Chrysler 300 at the time. My car was dirty as shit, but I thought it was the shiniest thing on the fucking road.
Uh-huh.
We drive to Walgreens. I couldn't stop smiling and shit like...
Uh-huh.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you know. But it was a good high. I mean, I wouldn't do it again, but I enjoyed the moment. You know, we did. I found ourselves. Everything felt like a music video.
Cause my job, I work third shift, and I run across a lot of.
What they be doing?
Oh, man, this one girl, she was on cocaine. Like, I ain't never seen pupils that fucking just, and she would just laugh and nonstop, like eyes this fucking big, just ha ha. Like, she would just, I'm like, damn, you're not out of breath. Not even just, she would just ha ha. You know, I say, oh, you're fucking funny, Brandon. Oh my God. Like, it was maybe about three, it was late, and she like, damn, she would just.
She could work on that shit?
Nah, she was a customer. Cards at the boat.
And okay.
Nah, she would just, oh my God. Like, she would just, it ain't nothing that motherfucking funny. Like, 21, ha! Like, she would just, everything was just goddamn
type
funny.
Shit,
I'm like,
type shit.
On that note, like, your last 4 years, like, could you describe, like, you know, the relationship, like, bad experience in relationships?
Oh, man.
Or you can go back, be deeper than 4 years.
I mean, you know, past 4 years, bro, it's been about, it's either fuck love or fuck your pride, you know?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Either one, take your pick. Bro, somebody, bro, I ain't been the same since somebody tried to, you know, catch me slipping.
Yeah.
It was just a random night, bro. I wasn't even trying to get fucked up that day. And I ran into somebody that looked familiar to me after I went to a bar and got a little faded.
Yeah.
I go to this rundown motel where we, you know, I knew homeboys was trapping.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude decides to hit me with that fentanyl.
Ooh.
And I'm talking about, man, I lasted, we were driving on the freeway and everything, and like.
What, man, you mean put, like, lace your cocaine with fentanyl?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And shit, dude, I just remember walking, like, it was like I was walking on water into the gas station to buy some cigarettes.
Yeah.
Man, swiped my card and then boom, fell out.
Ah, damn, man.
Negro, man, dude, stole my car. And then I caught, he didn't think I made it.
Yeah.
That was the fucked up part about it. Yeah. So
he was really, he was purposely trying to take you out?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Hell yeah. He was that, yeah, that grimy, bro. Uh-huh. And that was a, but see, I'm not around people like that, so I ain't seen him in a minute. I thought shit was straight.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't. And then the other things went on, you know, so.
So whatever happened to him, is he?
Man, I'm going to say that an attempt was made, you know what I'm saying? Clap mm-hmm. back, you know what I'm saying? But it was not as successful as,
right.
You know, I really want him off this earth. But, like, at the same time, I'm kind of, like, past it. Like, I forgave him for it in my heart. You know, it's just, these are the type of people you stay away from. You don't own a debit card. Stay the fuck away from me. If you don't own a debit card, you don't have a bank account, you know, I understand you got to live your lifestyle, bro, but, like, you out here doing shit that regular people just ain't on, bro.
I'm a law and bad citizen.
You did all that to steal a Cadillac Converter, bro?
Oh, damn.
You see what I'm saying?
You sent the niggas some fentanyl to steal a couple $100? Oh, my God.
Man, like,
if that, that's just wild.
And then, so when I get out the hospital, I call my homegirl. She's a fucking crook.
Yeah.
I had her call him. She lied saying, oh, I'm his auntie or whatever. He was like, he made it? Like, he was real deal. Like, yeah. So it's just a friendly reminder to people out there, you know, like, people really don't like you, you know? And he ain't have to do nothing to really, it ain't like I hurt your kids or.
You just being you, man.
I was just chilling. Yeah, like, I ain't seen you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Thought shit was straight. You just left my house.
Yeah.
Just left my house and you did that. You know, some fucked up people out here, you know, but like that turned me into, and so I died for about 7-8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up in the fucking hospital, couldn't talk, throat was fucked up, you know, all I could feel was the empty air. And, you know, for anybody, you know, good thing though, for anybody that's like, how people be like, I wonder where you go after you die.
Yeah.
It was just darkness for me.
Really?
I didn't go anywhere.
Was you like conscious though? Like, was you had a conscious state? Could you like?
I was just like, I was asleep.
But you remember this though, like you.
I just remember waking up because as I was revived, I remember the darkness and I felt the air, and then I was eventually able to open my eyes.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it was like you're just asleep,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I was dead long enough for my spirit to, like, you know, come out my body and shit like that. So
Mm-hmm. I don't really believe in like afterlife, like devil.
Are you atheist?
Not atheist. I just don't. Where I grew up, Jehovah's Witness, but I don't really identify with no religion right now.
Gotcha.
But I don't really believe. I think when you die, go, you just go. You're in the box, man.
It's fucked up.
From dust, you up born.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds good.
To go up to heaven. It was like a black TV screen, bro. It was dark. I didn't see anything. Like, and it's been times when I've been high off the powder when I'm going to sleep and shit, and I was real in tune with the devil, because that's the devil's advocate's drug.
You know, it is.
I was dancing a lot. Now, that shit, I saw red, dark clouds, and it's like a desert. When Pop Smoke died,
yeah, I was getting hella
high.
Yeah.
But I asked to see him, and like, I ain't gonna cap, bro. It's at my mama's house. Like, I was walking through the kitchen, and I swear, man, like, something will hit, or you'll hear something. You'd be like, bro, what the fuck? But then the song, I think you are something special.
Yeah.
So I knew he was around lingering and shit. Like, I think the spirits are real.
Yeah.
But I don't think, maybe they're lingering around. I don't think they go here, up or down, you know, from that experience, but.
So, speaking of drugs, in Houston, like, was the syrup coat, like, was that a real, thing?
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had my little phase. I was doing my little lean. I was very experimental.
Yeah.
You know, I was real experimental. Like, me and my homies, shit. I only had one homeboy that was really an addict for real, so you just.
On the lean?
Oh, well, that and other shit, meth and coke and alcohol, shit, you know. But the lean was very popular before they kind of stepped in and kind of stripped everybody away from getting the good shit for real. I mean, I wouldn't sip none of that now.
Yeah, that shit's about. You sip me green lean, my boy.
I wouldn't sip that now, but had a homegirl, went to high school with her. Excuse me, had a plug from China on the Molly and that lean.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a bottle, and I'm sorry to this day I had to run off on her. Hey, she knows I'm sorry, but I had to do what I had to do at the time. Like,
yeah,
I was young though. Like, now I wouldn't even do nothing like that. But just looking back on the stupid shit that I used to do, like, I'm just thankful that the people out there are understanding. Like,
yeah,
I would have paid her if I didn't like move around so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got out of town, huh?
I would have. I mean, just man, there's some stories, boy. Oh man, every Halloween is a holiday for me, bro.
Why you say that?
And this is just hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Restaurant I used to work at.
Uh-huh.
You know, they supposedly got broken into, got the money out to save everything on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And rumor has it is, like, dude was crawling through the spot.
Uh-huh.
They talking about, and then went to work the next day like ain't shit happened.
Oh, man. Mission Impossible, man.
Hey, man.
It's a good movie.
I heard he had gloves on his hands, like plastic bags for the fingerprints not to be on nothing.
Oh yeah.
That was. And now he's got a sign on the wall at that place. Don't serve him.
Ah, damn. So did he ever? Did he ever get caught? Rumor has it, is he still free walking?
A free walking man.
Oh man,
he never got caught for that.
Ocean's 11, man.
Hey man, it's just one of those things. Like God, let him make it.
So, speaking of Ocean 11s. I'm in class, and I'm asking people, have they seen Training Day? And like,
oh, Training Day?
A lot of, well, I guess younger people, but I thought everybody's seen Training Day. I thought.
See, it's fucked up. I've seen it maybe a couple of times, but not like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a classic, man. I might watch it when I get home, man. King Kong ain't got shit on me. Because I kept saying like references, like, so shit, Vinci's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, Training Day. And she said, what is that? I said, Denzel. And like, she was just, I'm like, what?
Mm.
I just looked at her different. I'm like,
yeah.
That's one of them, like, do you know how to play spades?
Because
I'm not going to teach you. I'm just going to keep saying it over. You don't know how to play spades? You don't know how to, I'm not. I'm just going to, you don't know how to play spades?
Hell yeah. Okay. I can play spades now. Uh-huh. Yeah. I can play some spades.
I thought that was part of being black, man. I thought that was.
Right. Slam them cards on that table.
Yeah. Put some gets money intense.
On that. I really, see, lately I've been on the freaky tip. I've been wanting to play, like, freaky games and shit. Like, man, fuck these cards. Let's get some freaky Jenga or something, you know. Get high, play some freaky Jenga. Like, I just feel like it's too much prudence going on.
Yeah.
You know. I'm your Uncle Aaron.
Yeah. We ain't got time to waste, man.
Hell no, life too short for all them no's and whatever it is, you know, life is too short. And, like, if I'm willing to make efforts in certain things, like, I expect others to do the same thing, bro, have the same gratitude,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I think that's what people run away from.
Yeah, just the hard work.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, it's easy to give up.
Yeah, it is, it is.
Yeah, so.
And it's.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, brother.
Nah, that's what I'm like. It's sometimes it ain't all peaches and cream, especially when, you know, you got a platform, but I can't stop, man.
Yeah.
Every week we drop. TheBigAndLazy.com. Big and Lazy Pot. On BigAndLazy.com, you'll find all our links. There it is. Uh-huh. Right there in the top left-hand corner.
Okay.
If you want to donate to the podcast.
Most definitely.
$5. And for $5, you get early access to all your content.
Okay.
You get early access to day one.
Okay.
You get early access. You get extra because usually we record in advance, so you might be 2 or 3 weeks seeing it, but... Right there, $5 a month, man. That's not a tanker. That's not even a Big Mac meal.
Yeah, no.
We appreciate Go Getter. We appreciate you, Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Neek Brown. She's down. We appreciate.
Live stream going on. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm telling. We don't cut no corners, man. BigAndLazy.com.
There you go.
You click support the pod. If you don't want to subscribe, $5 a month, just give us a tip, a $2 or $3 tip.
Yeah.
It goes a long way, man. We love y'all. Would you want to say something before you get out of here? You want to?
Nah, man.
What you got coming up?
We got a film coming up. We're gonna be starting to shoot at the end of the month.
Can I get in there, man? Can I get?
Of course you can.
Yeah, man. I want to get into the acting, man.
Oh, most definitely. Like that's how we're
gonna
help.
Too, huh?
We're gonna try to help blow the veil up, bro. Like that's what we definitely gonna do. That like you definitely could get in the film, man. It's gonna be called Industry Sins, and it's gonna be based, you know, seeing all the behind the scenes stuff, but it's gonna give a realistic feel because it's gonna be a lot of the local artists being involved,
mm-hmm.
including yourself. You get in, different appearances. You know, Jay Hood say he's gonna come down, so you know, I'm sure I'm gonna try to get Honcho in there.
Okay,
D Rose gonna be in it. Shout out Southside Brazy, all Chaz,
uh-huh.
The whole family. You know, so it's gonna be a nice little thing. Megan Montana.
She's on here. Shout out to Megan Montana. Solid, man.
Yep. Shout out Megan Montana.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm hoping we could get Marty involved. Marty on the beat. Shout out him.
Yeah, man.
but a lot of those guys that he's dealing with is definitely going to come through and, you know, be a part of it and help be something great.
Yeah, get Unk. 22nd Unk, man. He's hilarious.
Man, we supposed to have a song coming out. He ain't hopped on the song yet, but he's on his way. But, yeah.
That's a lot of people we got to get on here.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Shit.
It just hit me. We got to keep going, like. We got a lot of talent. We putting Louisville on Big and Lazy. We putting Louisville on the map.
And that's what I'm trying to do on the platform, man. So as you know, shit, you coming on the platform.
Yes, be looking out for that.
I got a couple more guests.
How long you been doing like the interviews?
Man, I just started maybe like 3 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Marty was my first one. And then he kind of helped me get branched out to get in front of everybody else he's dealing with.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a good thing, bro. I'm happy, you know, like, it's some interesting acts here. Like
it is. I didn't realize it until I started doing this podcast. I'm like, damn, man, like, it's so many dope artists and actors. People got clothing lines. Like, yeah, man, this is dope, man. And I appreciate all the love and support. BigAndLazy.com. IG, the main way to contact us is Big and Lazy Pod on IG. Email us, bigandlazypod@gmail.com. We're looking for sponsors, donors. We appreciate all the love and support. I love y'all. It was a pleasure talking to
man,
you.
Man, for
guy.
Sure. Thank yeah, you for man. Having
He's
me
hilarious
on.
Too,
I
man.
Like this, uh-huh. man. You got my support, bro. You know, definitely going to show my love, bro, and that
and
the subscription or the tip.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll send it out to you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But no lie, man. When he started bigging us up, as soon as he walked in, he said, hey, man, this is one. We appreciate that, man. That's. And to the, you know, all through the episode, man, I appreciate that, man.
Oh, like, hey, man.
It's a lot of money
man.
In this.
You gotta give your flowers while you can, bro. I could be gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So
real
I
talk.
Just always give my thanks and appreciation. If I see something great, I'm going to capitalize and say, man, this is great. You got a great thing going on here, bro.
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, follow me on Instagram @DAMGumby, Damn Gumby. You can follow me on Spotify @DWithTheGumby, DW/THEGUMBY. And so, same with YouTube. Street Credit. Shout out Street Credit.
Yeah.
Real Top with Gumby. Coming soon.
We out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Think why juggling hoes, call him Kaepernick if you need you a nilla. I done died and came back and motherfuckers still hate it. It's a blessing and say that it's lucky. Who would have thought that I went from Houston just to Atlanta, Kentucky? Past 38 days, made like 38 plays. Stay the fuck out my way. Young nigga shining and I'm built like I belong on 2K. Fuck it. Do that shit. Bust it. Look at my bitch. Bust it. Look at your wrist. Bust it. Do your shit. Fuck em. Yeah. Fuck em. Fuck em. Fuck em.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.